As everyone knows, I have also been deeply engaged in seeking a ceasefire in Gaza. Have to get that done. Have to get it done. Unfortunately, Hamas has repeatedly rejected reasonable offers to make peace. We can't forget October 7th, can we? Now, as if to encourage continued conflict, some of this body is seeking to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. The rewards would be too great for Hamas terrorists for their atrocities. This would be a reward for these horrible atrocities, including October 7th, even while they refuse to release the hostages or accept a ceasefire. Instead of giving to Hamas and giving so much, because they've taken so much, they have taken so much. This could have been solved so long ago. But instead of giving in to Hamas's ransom demands, those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages now. Just release the hostages now. Thank you. As we have got to come together, and we will come together, going to get it done. We have to stop the war in Gaza immediately. We have to stop it. We have to get it done. We have to negotiate immediately, have to negotiate peace. We got to get the hostages back. We want all 20 back. We don't want 2 and 4. As you know, I got, along with Steve Witkoff and others that helped us, Marco Rubio, we got most of them back. We were involved in all of them. But I always said the last 20 are going to be the hardest, and that's exactly what happened. We have to get them back now. We don't want to get back 2, and then another 2, and then 1, and then 3, have this process. No, we want them all back, and we want the actually 38 dead bodies back, too. Those parents came to me, and they want them back, and they want them back very quickly and very badly, as though they were alive. They want them. They want them every bit as much as if their son or daughter were alive. Every single week, from 5,000 to 7,000 dead young people.